We're going to go ahead and start. Today is Thursday, November 17th, 2016, at 4:31 p.m. This is the time set for the board meeting for the Ogden Prep Academy. Can we please have a roll call?
Scott Sluis.
Van Aston.
Nick Boucher.
Steve Ballard.
Nancy Nider. Our board members in attendance. We also have with us...
Jeremy Brown from Red Apple.
Jennifer Mulder, UAPCS.
And Amy.
Amy Campbell.
She's kind of works here. We'd like to call this meeting to order.
Kind of.
First and foremost, we don't have a quorum. Well, we do with them,
yeah.
But for minutes, can we vote on minutes that they weren't in a meeting?
Yep, because they're active members at this point. They've been elected and voted in.
All right. I stand corrected. So we have minutes from our last board meeting, October, what was the date on that one?
17th,
thank you, 2016. Has everybody read through those minutes, and can you offer a...
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you. Scott has made a motion to approve the minutes for the October 17th board meetings. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Steve has second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The meeting minutes stand approved. We do have a policy review from Amy. How far out is Gina?
4 minutes. I can call right
now. No, we're good. We'll pass on the policy review and go right to Jennifer Mulder from UPAX.
In front of you, you should all have a folder and a magazine. The first magazine is Charterology. We come out with that a couple times a year, and so it just has some articles that apply to anybody that's involved in charters. There's lots of different participants. We have the state auditor in that one, and some different interesting things. And then in front of you, I have a folder. And now you guys have already joined our association, so thank you very much. We appreciate that. This will cover some of the things that come along with that. There's our staff and our board of directors and some information about them. There is a letter or an article that was in a previous issue of Charterology about SB 38, which was just our most recent legislative session approved and hopefully put a lot more money into your budget, and some history on that. And then some information about a membership, the advocacy training and support that we offer. On the other side, too many things in my hands here. The other side lists some trainings and events that we have coming up. We're about halfway through this one, but we've got some of our trainings coming up, and on our website we have all of our trainings listed for the year. We have a tab under there and you can see all of that. The other thing that might be very helpful for you is on our website we have something called a resource library, and so we put information and PowerPoints and sample policies, links to important contact information at the state, all kinds of stuff on there. So if there's something that you're trying to research rather than having everyone reinvent the wheel, we like to be able to put those resources on there for you. I was just talking with Amy about Charter Day on the Hill is coming up. Your school participates.
So how's that participation? You get a good turnout?
Charter Day on the Hill? We have a great turnout. Yeah. Usually the Capitol steps are filled with kids.
A couple of us went last year.
Mr. Sprinkle takes a group from his history class.
So they're working right now. If you contact Kate and reserve a spot for your school, this year she's trying to put together some box lunches and get your legislator to come down and have lunch with them. They've moved it up a little bit more in the schedule so that they aren't quite as busy. Committee meetings haven't started going a little bit more. And then we also have Everlasting Board Culture, which is the training series that we're running right now. And we've had two of them, but it's always great information, even if you just jump in. How to run a great board, all of those kind of things. We also, in there is my card. You can give me a call. I run our training and mentoring program. So if you have any questions about training, if you would like us to come and do something for your board specifically, we do custom training. We also have mentors. And so we have financial mentors. Actually, one of them is Steve Finley with Red Apple, so they have a lot of experience, and you have a lot of access to that already with Red Apple. But we have financial mentors, administrative mentors, and board mentors. And so the way I like to kind of explain it is, if you give me a call, or you can do it on our website, it's kind of like the Butterball hotline. You know, you call and say, okay, I have a question about this. What do I do? Or, we need to write a policy. I got one the other day. We need to write a breastfeeding policy. How do we do that to comply with the, you know, changes in the law? And so usually we can find someone else who's already written one or give you some help in those areas. And so really, whatever you need, give us a call, and we're here for you.
Awesome.
Do you have questions?
You're the one I get the emails from, right?
Actually, a lot of them come from Kate and Debbie.
I think it says Jennifer, the one that I get.
There's five of us.
Puts
so
your name on it.
Yes.
No, it helps. It does. When I'm getting an email, it helps to know who I'm getting an email from.
Definitely. And there's only five of us, so we all work pretty close together. So sometimes someone will, you know, take over here and there. I am actually in Utah County. We have our office is in Lehigh, but we are all over. I was in Logan yesterday. So
that's awesome.
We're here, and especially with new board members, we have a regional quarterly training for board members, and then at the end of that, we always do a new board member orientation, or that's something that we can do with you individually, or honestly, if you have a question, give us a call. We've got a lot of access to a lot of things, and so we would love to help you however we can. And I know that's hard right now, but when you have a question, give us a call.
Awesome.
We're in a much better place this year, so.
You guys have been busy, that's for sure.
We have been busy, and we're ready for some.
Some of your stuff.
Some of your stuff.
Fabulous.
Some
great
of your training. Thank you, Jennifer, for coming all the way up here.
Thank you. That's cool.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Gina. I'm going to hang
great.
Up with you.
So let the record state all that right. Laura DeHolst has added us.
Thank you.
Meeting.
I appreciate
Josh.
That. We
Josh
have.
Renford.
Do you have to leave early? Is that right?
Hi, everybody.
So hi,
she's
Gina.
Just start saying because she can't hear us. Do you want me to leave her on the
I'm not sure. I can't fine. Hear you, but if you can hear me.
We've got about 10 minutes of this is
Gina,
on track.
Gina, can you hear me now?
Hi, Amy.
Okay, cool.
Do you want
So, do you want to begin? Do you want us to introduce you?
I see the microphone there, Amy, but I can't really hear anything there right now on the go-to meeting.
Okay.
Can you make that bigger?
Yeah. Can you get closer?
Maybe.
All right, can you hear us at all?
If it's a go-to meeting, a lot of times you can just type. Just
the
there's
chat.
A message
yeah, like
one.
A chat.
Can
just
you
type.
Hear us now?
Tell it just to start. We can hear you.
Okay. Can you hear us?
Okay. I can hear you now. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes. We can hear you.
All right. Should I mute the computer and stay on the phone, or should I talk through the computer?
You should talk through the computer. It's better for us.
Okay. Then I'm going to mute. Yeah, I'll just use the phone then to hear all of you. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me join your meeting. In respect of your time, I do have a PowerPoint that just kind of will review the basics of membership, and I'm not going to read every single slide. And after this call, I will upload it into your Board on Track account, and I'll show you exactly where I'm going to put it so you can read it in more detail. Basically, what we do when we work with charter school boards is to try to assess where you are in sort of maturity level and help you move up the scale so that you can improve your performance as a board and end up with better results for kids. And the three pillars that we really believe make for a strong charter school board are people, process, and performance. Having those right people in the seats and enough of them, having that great relationship between the board and CEO, having your processes in place, the way your board operates and handles its meetings and documents, and etc., that your meetings are being strategic and effective. And then performance is just checking in on how you're doing as a team along the way. Against what you promised in your charter. So there are details for each of those things. I'm not going to read these slides. I'll let you go back and look through them. We also are really expanding our peer network and one of the things we like to do is if there's a particular area that you're working on, is connect you with maybe another charter school board or charter school leader that's working on some of the same things to try to create this network resource for you. And again, everything in Board on Track is really based on our work with, over probably 600 or 700 charter schools now over the past 15 years. So this is tried and true stuff we've seen that really works if you want your board to excel. So it's a cycle, it's an ongoing cycle. I know this board already took the assessments this year, and I want to point to that information and see if we can get some traction on that. The idea is to start working on some of the areas that showed up in the assessment, create some board governance goals around that, and then recalibrate next year and see what the next step would be. So again, it's that assess, align, and accelerate process that we go through every year. And again, it's the combination of the coaching along with the tools in Board on Track that will really help you streamline your operations so that you can spend your time and energy focusing on the discussions and strategic items that you need to be working on. So you've already taken the 11 online assessments. There is a work plan. I'll show you where it is in your Board on Track account. Some of the other things that we do, depending on the outcomes of the assessments and the goals that the board wants to work. So we have some boards that really want to focus on having better board meetings. So we'll observe a board meeting, give you feedback if that's an area that you want to work on. With some schools, they lack job descriptions for their board members and committees, and that they really want to get that in place. So whatever it is that this board decides to work on, I will work with you as your coach to help you get that done. So that being said, we usually try to work with you through maybe 3 consecutive board meetings to kind of get the ball rolling. And depending on the things that you want to work on. So here's like a sample plan that we would, agree to. And it's something I think you can talk about as a board over the next couple of months. So I'm going to explain what this really is reflecting, is that we look at the work plan that I put together, and I think, Nancy, the board may have already done that. I'm going to close this now and go to your Board on Track account. In your Board on Track account, there is a coach tab on the left, and this is where I will put that PowerPoint for you. But I want to note that there is this work plan here that was based on those board assessments you took this year. And it's a rubric of 1 to 5, with 1 being sort of those high priority areas. And this is huge, but you can actually download it and print it. But these are sort of the low hanging fruit or the things that we came out of the self-assessment that were things that could easily be put in place this year to help you kind of move up the growth stage of your board, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So the next step, and Nancy and the board, I'm not sure if you really had time to review this together.
Just a little. We talked about it barely.
So I think the recruitment plan was. I'll let you talk, Nancy. Some of the two or three big things we talked about that you wanted to get done this year.
We wanted to figure out how to set our goals utilizing Board on Track. Like figuring out how to use our utilize our committees with Board on Track and the capacity for the board to support the vision of Ogden Prep and build a financially viable organization.
So that being said, within Board on Track, so the work plan is here for you to look at. We have an objectives and key results dashboard. So these were the three objectives that we put in, Nancy, I think we put in together.
Right.
And then within that, there are key results. So you would look at the details of that and you would see there's two items we named as key results that would help us work on that building board capacity. And I think that these are things, these are just sample, two sample things, but the idea is that the governance committee would own this and then break it down into tasks. So if you see this create list of criteria and expertise needed on our board, you would highlight that. And then you go to this right-hand panel, and when you slide down, you can see there's a couple of tasks here that have been added, and actually Nancy owns these. And these are things where these due dates can be adjusted, and the governance committee can actually meet and talk about this and determine, are these the only two big key results we need to get done?
Well,
is there something else we need to add here?
There are plenty
and
of things.
And what are the tasks for each of those, and who's going to own those?
What kind of dog is that?
And will any of these be shared by any other committees? That would be another question. So, for example, when we look at the financially viable organization, when we go into the view details, there are no, there is basically one sample, a key result here for the finance committee. But there's probably going to be two or three other things that the finance committee can think of that should be here that will help you build that financially viable organization, whatever those things are. Is it getting more board education for the board on finance? Is it your audit process, getting that in shape, whatever it is. But those key results can get added. The idea is that the work gets shared between different board members on the committees, that if you are the chair of the finance committee, when you have your meeting, you come into Board on Track, you click on this, which is going to be driven by your committee, you view the details, and you can start building out the work plan here. So you can keep adding these key results. And then as you add the key results, you can then add the tasks and assign them to somebody. You can drag and drop documents you're working on, maybe the annual budget or whatever it is you would need here. You can also import and export data if there were something you were tracking over time. For example, if there was a capital campaign where you wanted to track fundraising month by month, that you have that capability here as well. So the thought is that as your governance coach, that I can work with you as a board, but also work with each committee and help you build out these goals so that you can break them down into small steps and get the work done this year. It's already mid-November, the holidays are coming. We know what that means. It's not, that means like half the year is gonna be gone at a blink of an eye. But I think that these are three solid objectives that I think you can definitely get some a sizable amount of work done between now and the end of the year as a board to get these done. So that's my recommendation. I think that Nancy, if you want to discuss with the board further, and if the committee chairs are willing to work with me, I'm willing to work with them and help them build out their dashboard so that all of their information can be stored right here. Everybody in the board can look at what's, you know, what the committees are working on. That way there you can talk about it. You can provide, if you see another committee working on something and you have an idea, I mean, it's you can share. That's sort of the next steps, I believe, that would be the best for the board right now.
Okay. Gina, what I think we want to do now is have our board discuss it. Tonight is our committee meetings, and so our board takes the time to work with each committee and kind of analyze where we are and what we're doing. And so what we can do is everybody can, each committee can kind of start working with this board on track OKRs and see really what we, how we can utilize it best and follow some of your recommendations.
And that's on?
Oh, that's terrific. We do have, and I just want to see, I didn't put them here. So we have a really great tool for the committees. I'm going to show you how to get there. If you click on resources.
Oh, this is really good, you guys.
And you would go to board goals OKRs right here. And there's action steps here for developing board goals. And there's some good information here. And I wanted to point that for each committee, there's actually a specific document for you. So for example, for Finance Committee, if you click on that, you'll see that there is a document just for you that actually gives you a sample of how to break out an objective into key results and tasks. So again, that's resources, board goals, OKRs, and accountability.
Cool.
Anybody have any questions? Well, we've got Gina on the phone.
We will when we go over this, right?
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Gina?
No, that's it. I'm going to be excited to see the work that comes out of your hands-on session tonight. And please reach out if you have any questions.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. You guys have a great meeting.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gina.
Bye.
Okay.
Cool thing happened then.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's get back before we discuss any of that. Oh, nice. Can we have a report from finance and then you can be excused?
Appreciate you being flexible for me.
Who
needs a hard copy?
Is it in here?
It should be.
It should be uploaded.
Where is it uploaded?
I've not seen it.
I don't think it's on there.
I don't think we got it.
I don't think we uploaded it on there. Sir?
Yeah, so we all need one.
That's Dolores.
You have another.
We'll share.
I don't need one. I have one. It's the same one.
No docs in them.
Okay,
none.
The bowling and hazing policy was the only one uploaded.
Yeah,
okay. So I'll yell at Spencer then.
Spencer.
He's blowing it. I mean, yeah, just kidding. I don't know what happened.
He's going to have to take tonight off. He can't work. He can't come.
All right. I appreciate you letting me fill in. I'm Jeremy from Red Apple, if any of you didn't catch that. I'll just go over kind of where you guys are at right now. We're 33% through the year, which is kind of crazy. So through October, as you can see, your local and state revenue is pretty much right on track, 31-33%. Your federal revenue, 18%, that's not to be alarmed. Federal revenue is like a reimbursement, and they don't start asking for that till about December, January-ish. So that'll be coming in after it's basically all the expenses are out, they can get reimbursed for it. As far as your expenses go, salaries are on track, actually a little under, which is great. Benefits are under. You can see the 300s are a little over. If you flip the page to the detail, a couple pages in, you can see the 300 group of expenses. A big portion of that is actually the legal fees that you had to pay at the beginning of the year for all of last year's business that went on. So that is why you're a little bit above there. All your other categories in the 300s aren't too alarming. Employee training and development's a little bit high, but that's to be expected in the early year. You do more trainings and things like that. Your audit services, obviously that's a front-loaded expense. It's done at the beginning of the year, so that expense is high. The rest of them are pretty good. In the 400s, you can see that garbage, sewer, and water are a little high. And we actually added $6,000 there that wasn't in the budget because of our trend that was trending high. So we're keeping an eye on that. Hopefully that will get back on track.
Why is it?
There was an increase in cost in our water sewer.
Yeah.
So we added that to the budget. Hopefully it'll catch up and be right where it needs to be as the year goes on. There was also a purchase plan for HVAC maintenance that GPS purchase, so that was an expense that has brought that up a little bit too. So a couple things there in the 400s. Your 500s are low, your 600s are on track, 7 and 8s are a little bit high. You can switch and see what that is. Furniture and fixtures, always a front-loaded expense. At the beginning of the year, you buy more of your stuff to get ready for school. Dues and fees, looks like you paid your UAPCS fees, which is good.
Finally.
Looks like you had to add some more lob insurance on your bond, which will go down slightly easier, but that's what a portion of those fees were as well. So all in all, you guys are actually doing pretty well. If you look off to the side of the main over here, these are the key indicators that kind of tell you where you're at. Your operating margin goal is 5%. You guys are at 5%, which is good. It's right on track there, obviously. That would be higher than 5, but at least 5%.
We're working on it.
But we're,
yeah, absolutely. Next year.
Yeah, last year. You know, you guys got through last year. Let's clean up this year, and next year will be really, really
killing
good.
Killing it this year.
Your coverage for your debt service is awesome. 144 is great. Days cash on hand, 64 is minimal.
Minimal.
You know,
minimal.
You want to definitely keep building that, which obviously will get better with time. The expenses you had last year out of pocket just really killed you. But as you build that back up, you'll be fine. Your building payments, really actually great, 12%. I actually do a lot of stuff on the new purchasing of buildings and refinancing of buildings and stuff like that. And Utah is usually in the 17-18% somewhere in there. Some of them are up in the 22-23%. So your guys' building burden is actually really low. So that's awesome. And you guys have beautiful buildings.
Just keep it that way.
Yeah, it's the first time I've been out actually inside your buildings, and they're beautiful. So. Everything looks really good. I know that there was some questions going around about some scholarship stuff. I think Monty handled that. If there's any questions, I can try to kind of answer.
We're going to talk about that in strategic committee tonight.
Okay.
But Steve got back to me and Paul, the auditor from Squire.
Okay. Yeah. So it just looks like, you know, we can try doing that without setting.
We're not really sure what it is. I'm just setting the groundwork for how a foundation works and then how, if it is a scholarship,
like,
if it is a support.
Yeah, the thing with, you know, starting a foundation is obviously it's a lot of time and legwork to start another 501(c). And you guys are already registered as that. The downside of doing it through the school's nonprofit is when you expense that out as a scholarship, it's going to be an expense and it's going to hit.
Yeah.
Basically, your days cash on hand are going to be inflated until you give those out to the recipients, and then it's going to hit your days cash on hand and bring it back to reality.
I like a separate budget. I like everything earmarked and it's clean.
Yeah.
And when you go to someone and it's a foundation asking for the money, people, it's just a mental game.
Yeah.
They're more willing.
True.
Yep. So, I mean, it's still
that was the reason.
It's not like it's impossible to do, obviously.
Right.
So
when he says it's a waste of time, it's a waste of time if you.
He thinks it's redundant, but it isn't.
Got
it.
But if that's what you guys decide, then that's what you decide. You know,
if we have a purpose for why we're doing it,
yeah.
I understand. I mean, the tax
deduction
piece is redundant, but it isn't redundant if you're trying to create an entity that.
Yeah.
As a mask of what we're trying to do.
Would it have its own accounting experience? Own set of books, for sure. But who would be managing that accounting-wise? You know what I'm saying? Right, I don't know.
Probably us.
They'd probably manage.
For an additional cost.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
About $1 million.
That's where you have 100,000 and 1-2% going to administration of that account.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, your administration, hopefully you can gain some interest off of it in that account or whatever, you can kind of offset it. But
you have to have a board, you have to have annual meetings, you have to file, you're essentially creating another board.
That's why he says it's a waste of time, because
there
is a lot of those for it. But if you've got people that are dedicated and want to make that happen, then go for it.
If you really get going, you hire a director, you hire an admin.
I'm working myself into a job.
Yeah, there you go. There was also some questions.
I
want to
be on that hiring committee.
Yeah.
Future expansion, land purchase, stuff like that, which.
That we totally.
We totally put the screechers on that. We want to get our feet really under us.
And just, let's keep building our cash back up.
Yeah.
Let's talk again next year and see what things look like. I think it's definitely in the future.
Totally.
We've got to recoup from last year.
Awesome. Recoup is the word for sure.
Any questions for me on any of this?
No, thank you.
Okay, awesome.
We appreciate your time coming out
no
and covering for Spencer the Big Slacker.
Yeah, no problem. He's down in St. George at another meeting, so.
Oh, nice.
Okay,
understandable there.
Yeah,
great.
Just happened
to
be on the same day, so. Anybody want to keep this one? I can leave it with somebody if they want to.
Yeah, we leave it with us, because I didn't.
Okay, perfect.
Did I have one from the other day?
No problem. Thanks for getting me.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Sorry, I have to duck out.
Awesome.
If you have any questions, let Spencer know.
We will. We're good at that.
Appreciate it.
The hazing.
See ya.
Yep.
So the next thing on our agenda is there is Academic Excellence Committee meeting. And I, what I did was I, for the agenda, I set up Academics Development Facilities, Finance and Governance Committee meetings. And they show that they all run 10 minutes, but there's five committees, so that's really 50 minutes when everybody breaks into their committee meetings to be able to sit down and have that time together as a committee to work on anything. So
that's Sheldon.
So we are at that point.
So I think actually the agenda says we have
policy review.
On the bowling policy?
Oh, we skipped that.
So, did you read it?
I did read it, yeah.
So, we just have to approve it annually, or we have to change it?
It does have to be approved annually, but we got a special request from the state school superintendent. In the post-election, they're having a lot of reports of bowling in buildings being increased, which was expected. So, they're asking that we review our bowling policy to make sure that it's in line. So, I just sent you a copy of our current bowling policy. It was approved last year. For discussion, to if you want to make change, if you want, and you can wait until the next month. We just have to make sure that it's being addressed the way it is. I will tell you, I feel like it is,
and we changed,
but I need to open it for review.
A bit of it last year.
Well, and I read through it, and I think it's pretty wordy, and we could really
tighten it up
a lot. I mean, I'm not volunteering to do it, but I do think Sam will.
She's the one that wrote that one.
Yeah,
she's the one that wrote that, and I.
Who did?
Sam did, and but I do
Sam
think we need to, the language needs to be cleaned up a little bit. And after looking at some of the policies written by Board on Track, and now that we have UPACs in it, we can get some copies of other board policies for bullying and kind of revisit that. So I'm willing to do that this month and present.
One next month,
and I'll send it out and ask for some revisions if that's okay.
Okay.
Look at you, man.
Yeah.
All right, good.
I thought it was beautiful the first time we did it. I think it's good. I'm ready to vote on it.
We don't have to vote on it. We can just let it stay in play.
It just needs to be reviewed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate you bringing that up, Amy. All right, so.
I was pretty proud of our kiddos.
Yeah,
truly. Like
we didn't have
any incidents.
Oh, we had a few, but it was like managed and explained, and
we're pretty racially
and
diverse.
And then it was okay. And you know what? I've seen a lot more of that. I feel like is I've seen real concern for classmates, and I've seen an increase in like hand holding, little girls holding hands to go to the lunch together, and things that that isn't all the time. Like just this. Like a little bit higher concern. Lots of kids getting out of their cars the morning of, like, what's going to happen to my friends? First grade, second grade, third grade especially, because they know enough, but the maturity level's not there, and the interpretation is, oh man, everybody's going home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's that. And then there's this overall, like, tension and fear. And we have quite a, I would say it's a moderate campus. And I was telling, we did some training today, and I was telling Nick, like, we are a microcosm of this bigger thing. And so we have to stay in a neutral zone. And that's really hard when you have people who have passions either side, and their kids hear that and know that and show that, but don't have the maturity level to deal with that. So it's a little bit more exasperated than, but not the level I've been hearing, not kids at lunch chanting for candidates and stuff like that. I mean, I've been hearing that all over the state, so I'm thrilled about that.
Well, and I think that Amy handled it really well. She addressed administration, and I know that several, we have a 50-50, half of our culture is Hispanic, and so there's a lot of kids that are worried about their parents and their parents' safety, and if my dad gets deported, who's going to bring money in for us, you know? It's a scary thing at home, and I think that everybody has handled it well. Kind of proud of the school.
There's also a concern at home in Mexico.
Yeah.
For their families that are here.
Yeah.
And lots of them are going home for Christmas and staying for 3 and 4 weeks. And, you know, who knows?
Will they come back? Will they not? Yeah. You know? And they're worried about that.
Can't build a wall that
I know. I had a second grader tell me that the other day. It would take like a year for the wall to be built, right? And we could probably still step over it. And my dad says we could probably jump it if we had to.
So they've been pretty real conversations with these little kids.
And
a scary situation, but I think the administration handled it really well.
Income and center. So before we do go into board meetings, can I make a proposal? I know I didn't get
Absolutely.
It on the agenda. I didn't get on the agenda to follow
You can
the protocol.
Step on my toes any day and not get on the agenda.
So this, I've been thinking a lot about the committees and here at the in the board and how we do this and kind of how we manage the workflow. Because to me, the first step in me being able to do something and accomplish something is to, let me just grab a seat in the public comment section right there. And then we're almost ready to go to committees.
You have a public comment.
So for me, one of the first steps, I have to organize, I have to visually kind of organize everything, and I have to see those steps before I can start going forward, and that's important to me. So it's never, we've really had a hard time like with the committees and getting going, and the reason that committees are so important is because these public meetings, you know, we have so much procedure and we have so much things we have to go through in our committee meetings, we can break out, talk a little more, we're not, you know, we can accomplish more, work a little further, and this is our work outside of board meetings. So this is my proposal, and we can think about it, and I don't really think we have, I mean, it's up to us how we organize ourselves. It's not like we have to vote on this, but I suggest we move forward like this. So to me, I needed also something to tie in and give kind of a backbone to each of these committees. So after thinking about this and throwing all these different ideas around and everything, this is kind of what I came up to for. So I think the chair is not on a board. So that's our seventh person. So then after that, we have 6 board members and a chair. So it's 7 is our size, right? So the board chair does so much outside. They sign a lot of things. They be here. They do a lot of things. I think we take them off of not having a committee, and then they can attend freely wherever they want and do what they want. So then that divides 2 people per each one. So then if you look at it and say, okay, well, we have a responsibility as governance for the board, but then we also have community, and then we also have the school itself. And I think if you look at those, you know, and maybe they're loosely under those categories, maybe they're, you know, maybe academic is not really under the board, but, you know, it fit nicely under there. So my proposal is that you have under the board and in board improvement, you have academic and board development, and that would be chaired by Laura and Sam. And the reason I said, you know, because I think once you start putting everybody in charge of one committee and we create 6 committees, then, which essentially it is, but 6 committees without another board person, I think you lose a little bit of the accountability and you lose a bit of the dynamic, you know. So when we're going out and meeting, and then you also have so much more to come and report back. So to me, there's a strength in having 2 people on each of those boards, and maybe each one chairs one board, but they're still grouped as a team, you know? And also, I think it is gonna keep things moving along. And if someone's not able to be there, you've got a backup, you know? Kind of have a fill-in for that. So that's why I did that. So, and then the community would be Steve and Scott. So, and I, the more that I tried to put together goals for the sustainability committee, it's just sustainability is too much something else. And to me, I couldn't get behind the sustainability. I'd like to instead call it growth and development. We could still call it special ops among ourselves if that's what we want to. That name is whatever you want to call it. But I think growth and development encapsulates what it is. And then marketing and PR, we still need to have some things going there. And then the school committee is I'm proposing Nick and Van. And this is adding some things we've never done before. So we've been managing all these other committees pretty much, but now we've extended our board a little bit. We've got some new board members. And the parent/volunteer, the kind of the idea under the parent, that is, you know, a liaison piece between the parent organization and then also, you know, just kind of the volunteer is also, you know, I see under their communication, we do the parent survey. That parent survey needs to be, you know, we work together to create that and review it and present it. And then the volunteers, you know, we have a great volunteer coordinator, but, you know, the best. But I still think the board needs a place in that. And we can define what it looks like going forward too. And then the trips and events, We are doing more and more trips and more events, and we're adding to them. And there's a really lack of consistency. They're not cookie cutter events. And, you know, I really thought of both, you know, Van went on one, and Nick, I think, has some specialty in this area, making a format or a template that we can take it, and the expectation and the pull-off is the same for every one of these. So whether we're going to the Oregon coast, we're going to Havasupai, we're going to Dominican, we're going, you know, of course they're going to be different trips, but they're still, we have the same language, we have the same expectation, we have the same procedures, and we limit our liability. And then I thought of this after I printed off, but to me it was trips/events/sports. And I think that while even the Growth and Development Committee is working on some sports as a marketing tool going forward, I still think we have a lot of liability out there with sports, and I think the board needs to have at least a create
the event of the sport. Itself.
Yeah, well, yeah, what sports are we doing, and then when we want to add new sports, well, that's really great because you've got so many passionate teachers, they're wanting to do all these sports, but I still think that some way the board needs to say, okay, well, that still needs to have these following things. Do you have, how are you getting there? Where are you competing? You know, what is your teaching? And just have some sort of form or something that's filled out. And I don't want that to step over because we're governance. We're governance, not putting it together. But I think with the governance of it, we just say, okay, well, this is our checklist to make sure these things are taken care of. How that actually looks, that's up to the school. But there still needs to be some things, and then, you know, if we feel like we need more insurance and coverage and things like that. So,
good. I'm glad you brought up the governance thing, because I was going to say, I think this looks like we're really overstepping some boundaries. And Amy and I have had this conversation a couple of times, and our job is governance. And so with these committees, if we can, I think this is a great idea, but I do think that we need to make sure that it's governance in everything that we do. What are our academic goals as a board for the school? And then we've got to set those up so we can promote those. That's kind of a hard thing for me to grasp, is how do we set academic goals when it's really...
Yeah, where's that line?
Yeah, and so we need... I really want to look hard at that line. Amy made a great comment today. She said that, you know, we were here a ton last year trying to work through things and fight through battles, and it's when it was all over, we were like, they need us, but they don't. I mean, they
well, we do
but yeah. You don't need us like last year's we were used and helpful last year. We're different now. We're really the board that we should be, and we've worked very hard to get here, and so we want to take this as real. I think this is a great idea, and utilize it with governance written all over it.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
Well, the idea is that we would have people from the school on this committee as well. So, you know, there's kind of three committees, and I mean, these three areas would be the areas in which you would put people on those areas. And, you know, yeah, whether we have, so I asked Sheldon, who came to this meeting, we asked him to be on our Growth and Development Committee, and Chris as well. And then, you know, we have somebody, you know, whether it's Amy or someone, Amy can help us, you know, whether we put four or five people in there, whatever, but they're on there, and our job is just to make sure the meeting's happening and that the things are being talked about.
Follow through.
The only one that worries me is trips and events, but I think if it's a policy, we're setting the expectation, we are looking at the legal ties to that, that's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then how the organization, the vision of trips, like what's the purpose of the trip and how is it used and how is it tied?
Yeah.
That the events, is it a community builder? Is it a, like, where does it fall in that, and have a policy and then start developing some tradition in that?
Yeah.
Then I think the procedure is for us to then build to that. You're just setting the expectation. I think that's fine.
Well, and you're being part of it. Hey, how can we help?
Because sports, we don't get to set much of that. The travel is pretty consistently bus. That's the only thing in the building that's pretty consistently bus. So legality-wise, we're a lot more covered in sport. But sport is run by the Small Schools Association. Most of your regulation and all of that is through that event. So you can only offer a sport to be competitive if it's through an organization like that.
And then I didn't put finance on there because to me, like,
That's everybody.
It's everybody. And while even though we have a finance chair usually, and I think that's a good idea, you have one amongst one board member where you have a finance chair and they attend that, but that's, you know, I don't think you can take anybody out of the finance.
No, you can't.
Come and fight in the meeting and then.
Yeah. So I was thinking, okay, well, maybe we got a, you know, bar out here, you know, that says finance chair.
It wouldn't hurt to have the board chair at the time be on the finance to sit in on those finance things, and then it's all presented to the board anyway to make sure it's.
And then do you see like this happening every other board meeting? I really think we need to get in that, because I saw on her little goal thing for us that we need to be better at setting a calendar.
Yeah.
I think we set that, and this is every other one is a committee meeting, so we can get some stuff done.
Yeah, so we went out to lunch, me, Sheldon, Scott, and then Chris showed up the.
I didn't get a call, man.
Chris showed up an hour late. He thought it was a 12 instead of 11.
Oh.
But we sat, and that's all we were talking about. Okay, well, this is just what it is, and can you guys meet this time? And they agreed that, yeah, you know, they have we have a 1 hour, if we can make it from 5 to 6.
Yeah, sweet.
You know, or whether it's 5:30, 6:30.
Notice there's, you know, we're not going to have a principal report inside this one. We're not going to have, like, we're not going to have all those things. There might be some votes.
Yeah.
Because every other month is a long time for some of those needs financially.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's going to be just committee meeting.
Yeah.
And we did vote on this for a committee meeting. And I think, well, we all agreed. And so I think this, utilizing our committees is going to be.
And it utilizes the time that we've already set aside to instead of creating another
meeting
inside the day.
And then you just don't get things done because, like, well, I can't make it.
Yeah.
This is better.
And then also, like, with my assistants, I'm going to be a little bit more flexible in this committee, unless they're on a committee. Then,
okay.
I think that's the feedback we need from you, is how help us build out this committee with other people.
Truly.
So we need to know, for example, if we go forward with the me and Scott doing these two. We've already asked Sheldon and Chris if we just need somebody from the one or two people from the school.
I think this one can help with the marketing as well, if you want to plumb into that, don't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then on the parent volunteer one, I would ask that you have Valerie on it so that it's like we start building that experience.
Yeah.
And then trips and events, I have an entire 8th grade team that's they're coming together to design their entire curriculum next year based on experiences.
Yeah.
So I think Sam Heyman or Teresa Hislip would be really good because they drive most of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam's really getting active. He's in it. He's in it to win it. Talon's back in town today. So
I saw her today when I picked up kids.
Yeah.
Ooh. She's good.
Talon. Sam's wife.
Okay. So Sam, Teresa, so I guess if we agree to go forward this way, I mean, I guess the only reason I felt this was timely because we're ready to meet with our committee, so what are we going to talk about? And I think there's a few of us who know what's going to talk
about. We're ready for some other voices, I think, which is good.
Yeah.
In the academic, Stephanie Mathers, Sam's already had a meeting with Stephanie and we've sat down. She's in the academic one. Board development, I think, needs to be me because according to our surveys, I need to be more involved in that process.
Mm-hmm.
Get to learn you something.
Which I think is a great idea because your perspective of the board is
different.
Very different, and I think that's very helpful. Well, no, she's really
looking
been
for is different.
Yeah, she's really cut my toes off a couple of times, and it's been great because I've really realized that's not our job. I keep trying to tell myself we're the fence.
Well, it's hard because you're passionate about the school.
Yeah.
Well, and last
you're just kind of doing it, and all of a sudden you find yourself crossing that line.
Right.
Well, and last year I truly was like, people, you got to help me.
Yeah.
So
and we were here.
We went through all of everything together, and I slid a billing to run, and Sam would sit in my room and go through all of the financials, and this one would be in like, I mean, she was running a work crew for me because I needed her to do discipline while I was checking, you know. So I think that I invited that.
So I'm good at it, so watch out.
And now, we got to look at stepping it back to where my admin team steps up and takes that
run,
which they are. They're young, but they're wanting that autonomy. Like, I have to like kind of fight them on like they want their independence. They're ready to succeed from the union. So there has to be like they've got to be able to step up and take that helm.
Yeah,
true.
So
do you want to throw them on some of these committees, or?
Yeah, I think Josh should probably be in growth and development with all of you.
He's expressed a desire.
And let's put Casey in trips and events and
in schools
and parent
or
volunteer.
Whatever.
And I'll take board development.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have any parents.
And then under board development, who Debbie?
Yeah, Debbie and I. The marketing and PR one. Do you have any parents, marketing backgrounds? That's always helpful, I think.
Yeah.
And that would get some community involvement.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the things, well, it's not really us on the marketing and PR, is the Goal Foundation. And I think if we can work with some, now let me think about that first. Never mind.
All right, that's all I had.
That's awesome.
Okay, excellent. I think this is a great idea. Let's get it, kind of work through it a little bit tonight while you're on committees.
And we'll frame it.
Yeah. So, and should we're not going to close session, right? We're adjourning?
We're adjourning.
We're okay. Adjourning.
So I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion to adjourn a board meeting by Steve and a second by Scott. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Our meeting is adjourned and everybody goes into